This is an MUT Radio podcast.
And right now in studio, I'm joined by Paul Zimande, an author, a public speaker, and an entrepreneur. Mr. Zimande, welcome to the show.
Good morning, and thank you for having me. Such a great pleasure. Always a privilege. Ukuba ku MUT Radio.
Oh, wow. It's such an honor to have you on the show. If you can just take us through your role here on the Mlazi Film Festival. As we know, it's the second day, and this is the cinema authors we book program, and namhlanje I think it's day two. If you just maybe highlight some of the points that we have. Okay.
No, thank you. It is day two. Umungaibali opening night, where we sat kwa Max and watched movies.
Yes.
So I'm one of the founder members of the festival. Mm-hmm. Firstly, just I was giving a little bit of background to the festival and the purpose of the festival. We set out the festival because we wanted to achieve three things. Mm. The first one is we wanted to make sure that we've got a tourism product, a Kickstarter, a festive season, Mlazi. Kuthi wazi ke maseke kwanale film festival shuthi siqalile festive emlas, and we want to encourage other tourism operators to create other tourism products ngoba ukuze makuyi festive abantu bazi ukuthi bazokwenzana emlas. But two, we also wanted to do something ezo engage our youth creatively around something that is beneficial, because as I like to say, i problem ngale period le, it's not even a challenge, a problem kuvalwe ikole kuvula period ye sex.
True.
Yeah, which is unfortunate nje ngoba and mase befuna ukwenza babizana ngawo ama movie kuthi uzanisobuka ama movie. Yeah, so we wanted to make sure we've got movies that can inform, entertain, but also educate. And one of the biggest problems with movies is that mase pelile productive content, then people start watching anything and they end up watching porn. And upon one of the side effects does is that inomthelela ku gender based violence, because it's addictive, it changes your sexual thinking, appetite, and your ability to restrain yourself, which takes us to the next topic. The third reason is that so 16 days of gender based of activism against gender based violence and all of those things. And so we are saying we're encouraging filmmaking that recognizes that gender-based violence is an issue, and we want film that is responsible, that can talk to society. So it's those three things that we wanted to achieve, and we do that by educating but also celebrating ama filmmakers assemblies. We've got ama awards where we're going to be celebrating. People had to send in ama films. Abo got like 140 films.
Wow.
We had to shortlist there down to a few ama nominations, which we announced. And then, of course, on Friday, we're going to be giving those awards in Alessand's MUT main campus. Now, what I was presenting on today was just the different opportunities that exist for a filmmaker outside of making a film and selling that film. And I was just trying to show. So what I did was I took, there's a product range that I have. Right? It's a range of herbal supplements that deal with your post-COVID condition. It deals with your stress. It deals with your weight loss. It deals with a whole range of things. But it's a business opportunity. And I was showing them how they can find similar businesses as mine and cooperate with them. Number one, to say we can develop your marketing material, things like animation and things like that. You can do that. Number two, we were saying, look, you can talk to us for product placement. When you do your screen, we can place product and pay you to, you know, inside that. But number three, you can actually document our journey. And as we document our journey, it works for our business. It works for you. Because if you check now on TikTok, people don't want to hear people selling and explaining products. They want to hear stories. True. So tell the story. But number four, we were also saying, because you've got this great ability, but you are not yet at the point where you can approach big organizations that are established brands that are very strict about their brands and whatever. You come to a smaller brand like mine, we can experiment. We can play around and we can tinker. I'm happy to guide you, but also you must be reasonable in how you charge me. Because remember, I'm adding value to you. I'm not just a client. I'm your mentor. So it's important when you have those conversations, we are very realistic about the financial implications and our financial expectations. We are not saying people must be exploited, but at the same time, we're saying temper your reasoning and expectations. Don't try and make money from me. Make more money through me. Use me as a pedestal. Use me to create your portfolio so that by the time you approach a bigger organization that's got big budgets, you've used me as you can produce my, and say, this is the campaign I ran for that product. This is how I boosted their sales from here to there. Because the days of just being an influencer who can tell people about a product is fast coming to an end. The question is going to be, how do you convert that to sales? Which brings us to the last point. The last point is where is affiliate marketing, where you don't just churn out content and promote a product, but you provide a link that people can click on and actually buy the product based on your promotion. And then every time they buy, you get paid, you see. So that is a revenue stream. And since people are consuming multimedia content in short form, Gapool, if you're able to do that, you can then take your skill and experiment with different products and have products out there that are selling themselves for you. Ulele Psugu, this thing is running. And I was saying basically to the filmmakers, if they don't know how to do that, I'm available as an experiment. I'm happy to be a guinea pig. And that we work together. I help them. I show them. This is how you do that. This is how, ultimately, they blow up. They make money. It grows our business. But the reason we started this business was precisely so that we can create a platform. Ukhona ama businesses. Ongekwathinte. Ongekumbone ngisho CEO wakhona. CEO wakhona based the UK. We are here. We are local. We started this festival because we want to empower our people. We started these businesses again as a platform to empower our people. That is the essence and the substance of my presentation.
I like that because it has the symbiotic relationship, because both of the sides are benefiting, not the only side, which either side only benefits how pale, but both sides are benefiting. For people who are interested maybe by my creatives in the film, how they can get you and maybe try something.
Okay, awesome. Because then I think e-gamel zosheshele summarize yonke le ngishoyo. Kukhona igama ekuthiwa monetizing. So we're saying, how do you monetize your following, for example? How do you monetize your content? How do you monetize your skill? And we are saying, as a brand, we are open to having those conversations with you. And you can reach us, our kanti number here today. Mind them so keep your number here, me. And then you are some creative. I very much figure a creative idea. We have first one episode.
Yeah.
Thank you. I very much creative. We have first one episode. Accent delete also table. Yin chayo na lento koto ibing elin de in kume sixteen. So let me rather say, ikamale business is wealth organic. So it's wealth organic. That's our website. We've got a Facebook page as well. Or else you can go on Facebook and inbox me. My name is Paul Nzimande, P-A-U-L Nzimande, Paul Nzimande. Inbox me and then I'll call you back and then we will get in touch. I've seen this. I'm a creative Zawalan. So to figure out the idea with 3XN. Hey, let's just catch it. I need my rest. So, but guys, come, let's do this. Let's work. Let's experiment. Let's do this thing. So cool. And one day, so to that's a special my friends. You know, one of the things I've been here, Shogun, you'll do work with me. If your campaign blows up, the people who are seeing that campaign, you'll find that people who work for a big ad agent will see your work. They won't say, we want that product. They'll say, we want the person who made that content. We want the person who edited that. We want the person who shot that campaign. We want the person who produced it. So it's a way, Mina, I put it on the internet. I pay for it. I boost it to the internet. But as a skill, I'm showcasing your skill. You see, so it's those kinds of conversations that we must have, because that's how we'll reach the top. It's collaboration.
it's very rare to find some people who like you, Mr. Paul Nzimande, who like to uplift others in the entertainment industry. Where people, they get exploited by their campaign, by their mentors, because they are trying to make sure it's benefit, whether they sell you, they sell your creative thinking or your idea, and then maybe the 10% now. But I love it because it's benefit of both parties.
I'm glad you said that, because that's one of the things I was talking about as my closing. I said, let's be real about the financial side. If you approach somebody like me, I want to make me as an example. If you approach me, be clear that you want to make money through me, not from me. You'll make a little bit of money from me, but I want to give you a platform to make money through me. So your thoughts should be, how do I monetize the platform more than how do I get Nzimande to pay me? How do I monetize the platform? I'll make you an example, which I I'm a professional speaker. I get paid. I go to places and they pay me good money to speak. But there are platforms in Giago on a way I know, this is a strategic relationship. I'm not going to get paid. But I know that I'm investing in the relationship because I know what's in the relationship for me. Let me make an example. I came here, Umlazi Film Festival, right? I'm a founder member. I'm speaking. They've not paid me. But I know, Uguchi, when I do a profile, next year, if I produce what we've done this year and I'm one of the speakers, it uplifts the profile of them. So it's a goal I want to achieve and I have to invest in it. So sometimes people want money up front and they've not made the sufficient investment. At the same time, don't always be investing and never find a return. So you've got to find a balance. Sometimes people are so hungry that they want, and it affects the conversation. True. Because, but on the other hand, at what point to benefit. So you must be clear. You want what kind of benefit? Do you want money? If you want money, that's fine. Look for opportunities that are going to give you money. Do you want exposure? That's fine. Calculate the amount of exposure you want and how that's going to help you. You want to learn. Be clear. These are the things I want to learn. These are the skills I want to learn. This is a programming for that. So when you come in, we put you on a program and we are clear. You're here to learn. You want to experiment. You want to, for example, you're able to do animations. That's great. Let's start a campaign around your animations. Let's agree. I'm going to give you a period of 3 months. In the 3 months, you're going to do animations and we're going to put them out there and we're going to track how much business we got out of those animations. Business quakeli portfolio. After that, you and I are done. Utati portfolio yako, we are wherever, and you say, I'm great at animations, my animations sell, I came to Wealth Organic, I created these animations, we ran a campaign, I moved them from so many followers to so many followers, therefore you can hire me. And those people hire you, and they pay you top dollar, which I won't pay you, because I want a profile. But I'm prepared to help you create a profile. For example, I'm making an example, but a conversation must be wise. And those are some of the things that Finas from design is on. How do you have a wise conversation? How do you negotiate? How do you trade?
Mr. Paul, you said it all.
Lots
of people, I'm interested to know more. Let's just drop it in here. I want your social media platform, and of course, where can people get you?
Yes, sir. So we are on Facebook. Facebook at Paul Nzimande, Twitter at Paul Nzi, Instagram Paul_Nzimande. Oh, I'm so sure go to tweet. You see, Tina Zoom PPT.
Yeah.
Born before technology. Bam, the lentulo, Zabam, go to tweet.
It's X right now.
Lala, no X, I'm so big. All right. So, and then I've got a private email address. It's paulnzimande@gmail. And then, of course, if you go on Facebook, you can messenger me as well there. I'm available. I respond. I'm very quick.
He's an author, he's a public speaker, and he is an entrepreneur. And we're very grateful to have him on the show today on ABT Radio. And we are looking forward to more good creative involvement. And because Ushilwati, Anna, please, use me.
Yeah.
Use me.
You say that in a bad way. Let's work together. Yeah.
Love it.
Monetize the platform. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Love it. That was Paul Zimande.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.